Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Giants Insider Podcast on CSNBayArea.com. Introducing your host, San Francisco Giants Insider, Alex Pavlovich.
Hey everybody, this is episode 23 of our Giants Insider Podcast. This one is coming to you from the Arizona Fall League. I was there last week for the GM meetings, and I went to a Fall League game for the first time, saw some of the Giants prospects. They have a few guys down there. The two guys who are on today's podcast, Ryder Jones, Aramis Garcia, a couple second-round picks, they were not the only ones in the lineup. Hunter Cole also played that night. They have a pretty famous teammate, Tim Tebow. At some point, three Giants prospects, all three of those guys reach base ahead of Tebow, and he flied out. So it's definitely an interesting time down there. I think those guys have enjoyed a little bit more more excitement in the stands for them, and I think they enjoyed just their experience down there. I got a chance to catch up with Ryder and Aramis, two guys who were in camp last spring and will be in camp again. They definitely had a big night when I was there, not just at the plate, but also in the field. Aramis threw a couple guys out at second, and Ryder playing first base is usually a third baseman, but has played a lot of first two. Also, interestingly, is playing a little bit of left field. He had a pretty good night at first base, showed that he can certainly handle that position. If you want more on these guys, episode 22 of this podcast was with Giants general manager Bobby Evans. That one was posted last week, and you can go back and find that. He did talk about these guys a little bit among all the other topics for the offseason and for the weeks ahead. It's going to be a busy time for the Giants and for baseball. For now, here are a couple of their prospects. Ryder, second time I've been here with you in Arizona. I think first time was this camp. What was the season like since we saw you in spring training? And what worked for you, what didn't? How do you like Richmond? How do you feel everything went?
I thought it went good. It's fun. You get a lot of fans. I think we got like 8,000 to 10,000 on the weekends, so that was awesome. I don't know if you've been there before, but it's kind of like it's almost like a football stadium. So it's really loud, and it was a fun year. I know the team started off slow. We got a couple guys from high, a couple younger guys, and we really mixed well the second half. Everybody's numbers went up in the second half, including mine. So I thought overall, I think I had a decent year, strong second half. Power numbers went up a lot, so I think that's just a product of seeing better pitches and being able to drive the ball.
What did you learn about yourself this year? I mean, you're still here playing in November, a pretty long year, and I'm sure ups and downs, but what did you learn about maybe what you need to work on and what's working for you?
I think the biggest thing is consistency. You get so many at-bats that you're going to have stretches of 15, 20 at-bats where you don't feel good. But I think the best players get over it quickly. Maybe you have a game or two where you don't feel well, and then you got to have something that clicks in your mind that tells you something you're doing wrong or something you need to do, and then you change it. So I think this year is big for me. I'm getting a little older now, so I'm starting to learn little tweaks and little clicks I can tell myself to get going again. So I think that was the biggest improvement.
You're 22, right?
Yeah.
That's still pretty young. So
I guess it is young. Yeah. I mean, I feel like I'm old now because I walk into the minor league complex and you see 17 and 18-year-olds getting drafted. So, and I know I was there 3 years ago, so it's just different. I mean, I'm not old, but it just feels like I'm definitely mentally a lot older.
That was kind of a young team, right? I mean, you and Christian and some of these guys who were part of the same draft class and guys who came out of high school.
Yeah, it was a pretty young team. At first, it was a mixture, and then when Hinojosa and Shaw and Duggar came up, we had to be the youngest. I mean, our infield was me, Arroyo, Hinojosa, and Shaw, so we only had the oldest guy was 22, so we had 21 and 22-year-olds playing the infield in Double A, which is pretty unique. Mostly teams were playing up a couple 26, 27-year-olds, so that was fun. It was nice to be the young team.
I'll see him next spring, and I'll ask him this, but was Shaw freaked out around the trade deadline? He sent off a pretty good tweet about 5 minutes after the Matt Duffy trade.
Yeah.
So he was thrilled to still be a Giant.
Yeah, I think we all were a little freaked out. Once you get to Double A, it's kind of starts becoming real. You start realizing you're close to the big leagues. So all the trades and all that. I know I was golfing with Arroyo on the deadline, so we were both kind of just trying to get our mind off of it. But yeah, I wasn't with Shaw, but I saw the tweet, so I saw that he was a little freaked out. But you know, luckily he's still with us, so that's cool.
I think he actually kind of broke news because a lot of people still had him in that trade.
Yeah,
and when
somebody,
he tweeted that out, some national people had him in that trade. And
somebody tweeted out that he was in the trade, which I don't know. I think that's crazy that somebody jumped the gun and actually said that he was in that trade, because I mean, it wouldn't make sense for him to find out he was traded through a tweet before. I mean, the Giants do a great job of calling guys and doing all that. So, I mean, they were calling guys just to tell them, you know, there's a chance you might get traded if we had the right deal, you know. And they're really good with communication. So I wasn't surprised that Shaw wasn't traded, because I wouldn't see the Giants just trading somebody without, you know, talking to him.
Yeah, I think
even if it's a 10-minute notice, they'll call you.
He's came out, I think, while I was trying to get all the names, and then I saw that tweet, and then you can cross Shaw off the list.
I don't know. It kind of bothered a lot of us, because I don't know. You shouldn't tweet something out like that unless you're 100% sure.
Because
I mean, people don't realize it, but it's our job, you know. And it's tough. Some people take it better than others, but being traded, I can imagine, would be really tough. So,
remember,
I don't know.
Duffy always told us he spent the whole day, he got pulled off a bus and spent the whole day trying to figure out where he was going and following
exactly.
And seeing his name pop up. And,
well, yeah.
And then ultimately got a call to the big leagues. So.
Yeah, it's tough, man. Those guys that get traded, you pack up your stuff and you're out of there. I played with Carey Mea when we traded him and Duvall for Leak in High A. And it was just like, after the game, just pack up your stuff and you're gone.
So, yeah.
It's really weird. The older you get, like the more levels you move up, you start to see it more. Guys get traded more. But everybody's goal is to play in the big leagues. Obviously, you want to play with the team that drafted you, but it's not the end of the world if you get traded. That means that somebody else wanted you badly enough to trade for you. So I don't think anybody takes it too bad.
You were playing first and third this year, and now playing a little bit outfield in the fall league, or just doing drills out there?
During the season, I'd say I was like maybe 80 games at third and 30 at first or something like that. I haven't played a game in left field. I probably won't play a game in left field, but I'm doing a lot of early work in left field, so I'm just trying to keep my options open. You know, playing for an NL team, I really don't care what position I'm playing, especially there's so many guys that come in the seventh and eighth inning to pinch hit, so the more positions you can go in and play, the better chance you have to play. So to me, it's just getting up there and trying to get in the game and help the team. So I'm not too worried about it.
You mentioned, I mean, at some point, you've reached a point in your career where you see your name pop up, but you've also reached a point, I think, where you're close enough that you can start to look at maybe a big league roster. And is that part of it, where you look at kind of the flexibility you can offer in terms of just, hey, they have a first baseman up there. If you can play third, if you can play left, that can help out.
Yeah, I mean, you'd be surprised. Like, a lot of us don't really pay attention to the roster up there. Obviously, we know, like, the starting guys, how they're playing.
Yeah.
But it's weird. We don't follow that closely. I think you just got to worry about how you're playing and worry about yourself and getting better, and then things will fall into place. There's so many things that happen with injuries and, you know, you just can't control it. So you just got to put yourself in a good situation to get called up, and when it happens for you, just be ready.
What do you have planned for this winter, for getting ready for, I assume, a second big league camp? And we'll see you in more of a more comfortable, I assume, next year when you walk into that clubhouse. And what are your plans to kind of get ready and be different than it was a year ago?
I think it'll be different because I don't want to say this like as an excuse, but, you know, your first big league camp, you kind of walk in, you're walking on eggshells, you're kind of nervous, you're kind of seeing, like, you kind of look at everybody still as like kind of like a celebrity or an icon. And then now that if I go a second time, I think it'll be a lot easier to just relax and play. Obviously, you know, we didn't get many at bats last year because guys have to get ready for the season, so I think it'll be good, man. I'll be a little bit more relaxed if I'm up there and just be able to play my game and, you know, just get along with the guys and start some relationships and all that stuff. So it'll be good.
I remember last spring talking to you about some of the veterans who help out, and I know there are two or three in there who are really good about it. What was that experience like for you, just having some of these guys, like you mentioned, that the names that you know, but the guys who have a reputation as being helpful to the prospects? What do they do to help you prepare?
I'd say that Pence was the biggest supporter. You know, he's just telling you every day, like, how positive he is. It's unbelievable if you have a conversation. I'm sure you've had plenty of conversations with him, but he just looks
He's never had a bad day.
He looks at the world just in such a different way, like, wake up and happy no matter what. How he competes, how he looks at everything, it's just eye-opening. So I think talking to guys like that are the biggest key when you're up there.
Well, enjoy the next, what do you have, another week or two here? I don't know when this is going to run, but
10 games. November 17th is the last game, then the 19th is the championship. So we'll see if we can make a run and make the championship, but nobody knows yet. But we have 10 games left in the regular season.
Enjoy that. I'll see you back in the same dugout, I guess, in 4 or 5 months. Thanks, Ryder.
Thanks, Alex.
Aramis, I was just talking to Ryder, and you know, I saw him in spring training, met you here too, and back here. What's this experience been like for you and the few weeks you've had in the fall league? I know you needed to get the at-bats, so how have you enjoyed your time out here?
It's been great. You know, obviously out here is a very high caliber of competition, and it's just been great. I mean, it's been great to come out here and represent the Giants and play against this great competition.
Take me through, you had a rough year just injury-wise. What happened, I guess, a play at second?
Or? Yeah, it was a play at second. Kind of made a late decision to slide into second. Went in a little bit late and just caught a knee to the face. Was rushed to the hospital and had surgery a week later to repair the fractures in my face.
So it was, you had multiple fractures, or?
Yeah, multiple fractures. Took about 2.5 months to heal up, and then I was able to actually finish the season in San Jose and play about a month.
What did it do for you to be able to get back on the field as opposed to that just ending your season?
It was awesome. You know, obviously I was very thankful to get back out there. 2.5 months was a long process. Yeah. But yeah, you know, just to get back out there and, you know, just to get, you know, get some games in and some at-bats, it was great.
Was it tough to handle? I mean, 2.5 months without, I assume since you started playing baseball, probably about as long as you've gone without being on a field.
Yeah, no doubt. Definitely the longest I've been out. You know, not being able to do anything since I've signed, for sure. But yeah, you know, the process was a long one, but, you know, like I said, I was thankful to get back out there.
I think the fact that you're catching is a good sign, but long term, I mean, you are a catcher. Mm-hmm. Is there any concern about what could happen just having the facial fracture? Are you completely healed, ready to go?
No. I mean, the only change I had to make was switching from a two-piece mask to the traditional hockey mask. And other than that, I mean, when I get foul tips, I actually feel it less now with the hockey mask than I did before. But other than that, there's no major adjustments I have to make or anything.
What's the process for you now, kind of making up at bats and making up? I mean, are you going to play winter ball, or are you going to try to do more to make up for the loss at bats during the season? Or
right now, that's not in the plan. Okay. I'm just, you know, trying to get as many at bats as I can here. I'm probably playing 3 or 4 times a week, so you know, getting about 20 at bats a week. And but other than that, there's no further plans.
The time you did have on the field as a catcher, and then being here, I mean, who has stood out to you in terms of Giants and guys that maybe you caught in San Jose and guys that maybe we don't know about, it maybe an A-ball pitcher or two that you think we're going to be talking about next spring or down the line?
You know, to be honest with you, I feel like everybody's done a really good job. Hunter got off to a really, really hot start. Ryder's swinging it really well now. And Stratton, too. Stratton figured out a new grip with his slider. And we've been working really well together. And everybody, you know, Ty Rogers, the submariner. Yeah, he's always fun to catch. Having a funky guy like that come out of the pen, he's been doing a really nice job, too.
When you look ahead, looking at preparing for another camp, what are you going to do this offseason to be ready to get back here, back here at Scottsdale Stadium and kind of make an impact next spring?
Yeah. Well, the plan right now is you know, once I get home, I'll probably take maybe a week off and then get right in the weight room, start working out again, and you know, once January comes around, just really, really get on the field and, you know, just start getting ready for camp.
Where do you feel you are as a catcher right now and what you need to do better? I know I was just looking at some of your numbers. The caught stealing numbers are good, and you've always been a guy known for your bat. How do you kind of evaluate where you are right now?
You know, defensively has been the focus, honestly, and I feel like the past, you know, 2 years in my development, I've incorporated a routine for myself, just really working hard on receiving. I was talking with Stratton the other day also about, you know, I really take pride in working with the staff and working with the pitchers and, you know, what works for them and what doesn't. But yeah, and like you said, the caught stealing, I, you know, really been working on my footwork, and I've always had a pretty decent arm, so just really getting quicker behind the plate, and receiving has been a big focus for me.
What do you take away from your time in spring training here working with Buster and catching? I know they do a good job here of making sure you guys catch the Bumgarners and the Cuetos. What did that do for you?
I mean, it's everything. Buster's great in camp. You know, he's really a mentor. He's helped me out a lot. He never, you know, he always asks me, you know, what's going on and if I have any questions and things like that. And yeah, being able to catch, you know, Bumgarner and Cueto and all those guys, I mean, he just lets me, you know, last spring training, he switched the spot with me in the bullpen so I can catch those guys. And, you know, just being able to see all those routines and seeing them, see how they work and things like that, it's special.
I remember, I think that was pretty early in camp, they kind of they switch it up with all you guys and make sure you catch some of the bigger names and get used to them.
Exactly, yep.
The one thing I forgot to ask Ryder, and I saw him afterwards, you guys are teammates with Tim Tebow. Mm-hmm. What's that been like, that experience? It seems like the media has died down since we got here, but starting off in the following year, what was that experience like and just kind of seeing it as a teammate?
Honestly, it was crazy sharing a locker room with him, just because he's been somebody that I've always looked up to as an athlete growing up. But you know, honestly, he's just another one of the guys. He works really hard. He has great work ethic. But yeah, I mean, it's been really cool having him around. He's been drawing pretty good crowds. The media too. The media's been crazy over here.
Yeah, I think attendance is up here.
It is.
That's what they,
it is. It is.
That's what they said.
It's been nice. I mean, we get, you know, on the weekends, if we're playing at home, we get, you know, over 1,000 fans, and during the week we draw well too. So,
well, I appreciate you taking the time here, and like I told Ryder, we'll see you guys next spring. Enjoy the rest of the fall league and the off season.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
It is out of here in the center field, and this game is over.
Got him.
And that's the perfect game. Swing and a miss. The Giants are world champions.
The Giants Insider Podcast on CSNBayArea.com.